Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Friends, we have a Bible Book Club on Facebook, and we would really like for you to join it. If you would like to be a part of reading the Bible in 1 year with us, you can friend me and make a request to be in the Bible Book Club, and you will receive all the messages every day written, and sometimes a voice message about the scripture for the day. Today, the title of today's message is, When There Was a Storm, Jesus Said, Where is Your Faith? Can you imagine? Jesus is asking us, where is our faith? Why? Because we all struggle with our faith. As we get to know Jesus grows, as we put our trust in Jesus instead of people, places, things, we will increase our faith as we put our trust in Jesus. And I don't know if you know that song, Trust in Jesus with All Your Heart. Yeah. Luke chapter 8. We're in the New Testament. We've been reading the Bible from Genesis, and we will end in the book of Revelation on December 31st. We'd love you to join with us. And if you have any questions or comments, I would love to hear that too. And where can you put those comments? In Facebook or in Twitter? Okay. Luke 8. Jesus and his disciples were out in the boat. And this is an old story, right? He suggested that they to the other side of the lake. Well, on the way across, he lay down for a nap. And while he was sleeping, the wind began to rise. And a fierce storm developed that threatened to swamp them. And they were in real danger. And they rushed over and woke Jesus up. Master, Master, we're sinking, they screamed. So he spoke to the storm. Quiet down, he said. And the wind and the waves subsided and all was calm. Then he asked them, Where is your faith? And they were all filled with awe and fear of him and said to one another, Who is this man that even the winds and the waves obey him? And then they arrived to the other side across the lake from Galilee. As he was climbing out of the boat, a man from the city of Gadara came to him, a man who had been demon-possessed for a long time. He was homeless and naked, and he lived in the cemetery among the tombs. And soon, as he saw Jesus, he shrieked and fell to the ground before him, screaming, What do you want me to do with me, Jesus, Son of God, the Most High? Jesus sent the demons into the swine. And then those who had seen it happen told how the demon-possessed man had been healed. And everyone begged Jesus to go away and leave them alone. But the man that was delivered went all through the city telling everyone about Jesus' mighty miracle. Jesus did a miracle in his life. He lived most of his life in the graveyard, in the tombs, among the dead. But one day he wanted to be set free, and he asked Jesus to heal him, and Jesus did. He had been demon possessed for a long time, the Bible said. He didn't have just one demon. He had multitudes of demons. Now the question is, how did he get it? Did he ask the demons to get in him? Or was his family asking him to be a person that demons can talk to? A lot of people are doing that nowadays. They're asking demons to come into their life. They're asking for some kind of demonic power. And yes, you demons can go in you and can give you some abilities, but it's a lie. And demons torment you. They are tormenting spirits. Don't ask any demon to come into your life. In fact, say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave. Jesus is still able. Till today, he is still able to still the storms in your life. It doesn't matter what kind of storm it is. Whatever storm it is, Jesus can calm the storm. And he can deliver us from demonic attacks. Many people now are asking the enemy to come into their lives, thinking that they're going to get some kind of power. But the problem is, they want to destroy your life. And they will use whatever means that can be done to destroy you. Yes, maybe you'll get a little money. Maybe you'll get some open doors for different things. But the end result is death, eternal death. But Jesus said he came to give you life, not death. He came to save you. He came to still the storms. He came to set you free. And he is able to do. In 33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you should have peace. That's the key. Many people have no peace, and they're looking for peace in all the wrong places and getting trapped into lifestyles that they really didn't know anything about. The Bible says in John 16:33, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. Who has overcome the world? Jesus. He is Lord of all. The Bible says there's no name in heaven, in the earth, and even things in the hell. No name is higher than his name. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Even the demons tremble at his name. And if the demons tremble, so should we tremble at his name. We cannot use his name in vain. We must respect his name and he who is coming back to save the world. His whole mission in life was to save the world, to redeem the people that was lost. And anyone who is lost, you can come to Jesus. And he will save you. He will give you peace. Friends, do you want that peace? Say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, you are my Lord. Yes, you are my Lord and my Savior. You deliver me from myself, from the world, from the things that is hurting me. I need your peace today. Lord, I ask you to come into my life. Yes, forgive me of my sins. Take away every pain. Take away every memory of things that happened in the past. And Lord, I forgive anyone who have hurt me. And Lord, I forgive me for hurting other people. And Lord, yes, God, I receive your love. There's no sin so great that you cannot save me. I believe you died on the cross for me. I received that redemption, and I want to be with you forever. And Lord, I thank you. I give you praise, honor, and glory. I give my life to you. I will live for you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer, would you send me a note in Facebook or in Twitter? I would love to hear your testimony or whatever you want to say, even if it's a question, whatever it is, let me know. And I pray that the Lord will lead you and guide you into all truth. Read the Bible. Join the Bible book club. Amen and amen.